The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Friday, December 8, 2023. President Miguel Díaz-Canel highlighted the deep ties of friendship and cooperation that unite the island with the Caribbean countries on the occasion of CARICOM Cuba Day. The head of state recalled in his X account that this date is celebrated in recognition of the 51st anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between Cuba and Barbados, Guyana, Jamaica, Trinidad and Tobago. Díaz-Canel noted that the decision opened the way for Cuba's ties with the rest of the nations of the Caribbean community, and recalled that courageous decision in hostile context of attempted diplomatic isolation imposed by the United States on Cuba. Cuba and CARICOM have reached these 51 years of diplomatic ties, further strengthened by Cuban solidarity, cooperation, and the support of the bloc in the international arena. Both parties celebrate the decision of Trinidad and Tobago, Barbados, Guyana, and Jamaica to establish diplomatic relations with Havana in 1972 and break with the hostile isolation faced by the Cuban government after its revolutionary triumph in 1959. This gesture paved the way for the other Caribbean territories to develop ties of friendship and collaboration with that sister nation, and later, in 2002, led to the implementation of the CARICOM Cuba Summit mechanism. Cuba's ambassador to India, Alejandro Simancas, visited the Jose Marti School in New Delhi on the celebration of the annual Education Day. Simancas was invited by Karuna Sri Kunumuri, principal of the school, and shared the honors with deputies and officials of the Delhi state sector, such as Pramila Tokas, member of the Legislative Assembly, and Manish Jain, deputy director of education of the Secretariat of the territory. The diplomat paid homage to Cuba's national hero, Jose Marti, before a bust in the facility and accompanied the presentation of awards to teachers and students who were recognized for their work and academic performances. During an exchange with those present, Simancas talked about the education sector in Cuba, one of the priorities of the Cuban government, and referred to the traditional friendship between the peoples of India and Cuba. The original documents that inscribe the Cuban film poster in the memory of the world are already in Havana, as reported by the president of the Cuban Institute of Cinematography, Art and Industries, Alexis Triana. Triana confirmed the news on his X account, where he underlined the UNESCO's recognition of these works of the Cuban Seventh Art. In the context of the 44th International Festival of New Latin American Cinema, which will take place in Havana from December 17, UNESCO will officially grant Memory of the World status to the collection of Cuban cinema posters. This merit is also held by the Chapter Acts of the Havana City Council, a collection of 273 books from 1550 to 1898. The UFO Cuba Channel confirmed that its second international meeting of solidarity with the island and condemnation of the U.S. blockade will be held in the Spanish city of Bilbao from January 26 to 28, where new actions against the policy will be defined. Parliamentarians and representatives of solidarity associations, trade unions, and political forces will animate the Bilbao meeting that will review the activities organized in the last year by the channel after the first meeting held in early 2023 in Seville. According to coordinators of the channel, although it is a European forum, the participation of Latin American delegations will be large. The 44th edition of Havana's International Festival of New Latin American Cinema starts this Friday until December 17, with 199 films in competition, including 39 from Cuba and 12 co-productions. Cuba has audiovisual works in the 8 categories of the competition and 5 in other sections. A couple of Cuban works that participated in 2 major international film festivals this year are also in competition. And in the international agenda, we have that a 10-year prison sentence to 3 Ecuadorians in El Salvador is highlighted by local media. The Ecuadorians were captured while transporting more than 3,000 bales of drugs valued at more than $80 million, according to the report of the Attorney General's office, quoted by Diario El Salvador. 3 men were arrested in the municipality of Acajutla, department of Sonsonate, while trying to move the illicit substances, which usually go to markets in the United States through Mexico and Guatemala. The prosecutor's office reiterated its commitment to prosecute this type of crime to prevent people of other nationalities from putting the life and health of Salvadorians at risk. Meanwhile, a few weeks before the end of the current year, Bolivia today maintains one of the lowest inflation rates in the world, with 1.48%, said the Minister of Development Planning, Sergio Cusicanqui. The minister stated at a press conference that this data continues to position them among the economies with the lowest inflation in the region, practically in the same place with Ecuador. Cusicanqui insisted that both economies have the lowest inflation level in the region and one of the lowest in the world. The head of the planning portfolio reiterated that, despite the adverse international context after the COVID-19 pandemic and wars, as well as the complex internal panorama, the plurinational state maintains price stability. The accumulated inflation in South America until November 2023 shows Argentina with 120%, Uruguay with 5.22 percentage points, Chile with 4.50 units out of 100, Peru with 3.10%, Bolivia with 1.48 points. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.